You are listening to an exclusive podcast on Money Control.
A very good evening and a very warm welcome to an evening walk down Dalal Street. It is the day we've been waiting for so long, the 5th of July. A, because, well, the weekend is upon us, but it was also the day of the Union Budget. The question we're asking is, crashed hopes? Sensex fell by about 400 points, and on this edition of an evening walk down the Lal Street, we'll find out which five factors impacted sentiment on the street. The last evening walk down the Lal Street of the week. My name is Rakesh Sharma, and you're listening to Money Control.
An evening walk down the Lal Street with Money Control.
The BSE Sensex plunged nearly 400 points today after the budget speech by Finance Minister Nirmala Sitharaman, while Nifty 50 failed to hold on to 11,900 and took support near 11,800 levels. The final tally on D Street read something like this. The BSE Sensex plunged 394 points to close at 39,513, while the Nifty 50 closed 135 points down at 11,811. In terms of sectors, the BSE Metal Index plunged by 3.8%, followed by the BSE Realty Index, which was down 3.6%, and the BSE Power Index, which was down 3.4%. Vinod Nair, head of research at Geojit Financial Services, said there were high expectations from the budget given the larger mandate of the new government. He said, and I quote, "This excitement met with a weak financial position, limiting the government from announcing eventful new measures. Though below expectations, it provides a prudent plan for FY20 with a conservative approach to not overspend during this slowing economy." Unquote. Broader markets underperformed benchmark indices as the BSE Mid-Cap Index fell 1.39%, while the BSE Small-Cap Index was down by 1.36%. Analyst opinion is that it was not a bad budget, but rise in taxation for high net worth individuals could have hurt sentiment, but that should be temporary and markets should eventually recover next week. The government introduced a lot of structural reforms at the macro level and the big infra push, which should support the economy. Sanjeev Jain, who is Vice President Equity Research at Sunis Capital India, told Money Control, and I quote, "Specific sector issue that has destroyed the market move, hike in excise duty on petrol, gold and precious metals. Also, increase in tax on the super rich. However, it is a sentimental negative fall for a day or two. We should not forget that the government has reduced fiscal deficit target to 3.3% from 3.4%, which is a big positive for the market." Unquote. So just as a ready reckoner for you, we have come up with a list of top five factors which could have weighed on sentiment after the budget speech. Let's start with number one, tax on the super rich. Finance Minister proposed to enhance surcharge on individuals having taxable income from 2 crores to 5 crore rupees and 5 crores and above, so that effective tax rates for these two categories will increase by around 3% and 7% respectively. VK Vijayakumar, who is Chief Investment Strategist at Geojit Financial Services, told Money Control, and I quote, "The highlight of the budget is the higher tax on the super rich. From the perspective of resource mobilization and social justice, this cannot be faulted. But it has to be acknowledged that the tax incidence rising to 42% on the super rich is very sharp." Unquote. Number two reason, buyback tax on listed companies. One of the big setbacks of this budget could be the buyback tax on listed companies. There could be a huge tax leakage for companies as buyback tax is applied to buyback price less issue price, irrespective of the purchase price of the shareholders. Maulik Doshi, who is Senior Executive Director at SKP Business Consulting, told Money Control, and I quote, "This was the precise reason why this tax was not applicable to the listed companies. However, with this amendment, a lot of companies would be discouraged to give back the accumulated profits to its shareholders. So there's a buyback tax on listed companies that could have also weighed on sentiment today." Number three reason for dip in sentiment, many MNC firms could consider delisting. Increase in public shareholding from 25 to 35% for listed companies could lead to the delisting of many multinational firms. The proposal to raise public stake in listed companies is desirable, but will face practical constraints, suggest experts. Amar Ambani, president and research head at Yes Securities, told Money Control, and I quote, "Increase in public shareholding proposed from 25% 10% to 35%, potential negative for MNC and companies with high promoters holding. In many mid and small caps, it is better to have more promoter skin in the game since India's capital market is in the developing phase. Many MNCs listed on Indian bursas may consider delisting if increased public shareholding is implemented, he said. Number four reason, excise duty rise on petrol and metals. Crude prices have softened from their highs. This gives us room to review excise duty and cess on petrol and diesel, which is negative for OMCs, that is oil marketing companies, gold companies, and could hurt consumers. The finance minister proposed to increase special additional excise duty and road and infrastructure cess each by 1 rupee a litre on petrol and diesel. It is also proposed to increase customs duty on gold and other precious metals from 10% to 12.5%. Rajiv Singh, who is CEO of Karvi Stockbroking, told Money Control, and I quote, "The government proposed a special additional excise duty of 1 rupee per litre on petrol and diesel. This could be a sentiment dampener for the street as it may have a slight impact on the consumer inflation in the near term." Though the major part of the fuel prices is set to be determined by the movement of the international crude oil prices, so the focus should be on crude oil prices rather than the cess levied. Unquote. The government's move to increase the customs duty on gold and other precious metals to 12.5% would help in increasing the domestic gold trade, which would protect against the imported jewellery and gem companies. Jayant Manglik, who is president of retail distribution at Religare Broking, told Money Control, and I quote, "Certain moves like an increase in customs duty on gold and precious metals from 10% to 12.5% was against market expectations of a reduction in the duty. This could negatively impact gold and jewelry companies like Titan, TBZ, Shirpur Gold and Rajesh Exports." Unquote. Number five reason for why there might have been a dampening of sentiment on Dalal Street after the budget speech, custom duty raised on AC from 10% to 20%. So, excise customs duty on air conditioning has gone up. Jayant Manglik, president of retail distribution at Religare Broking, said that custom duty on indoor and outdoor split ACs has been hiked to 20%, and this could negatively impact stocks like Voltas, Blue Star, IFB Industries and Whirlpool. Well, right after the budget came out, what stocks made some noise on Dalal Street today? Jewelry stocks predictably ended the session on the 5th of July today with losses of up to 8% after the government increased import duty on gold and precious metals. It was a similar story with oil marketing companies as well. Hindustan Petroleum Corporation, Bharat Petroleum Corporation and Indian Oil Corporation shares ended up to 3% lower after imposition of special additional excise duty on petrol and diesel. On a rather momentous day, we'll have some more podcasts coming your way about the budget itself, but let's also take a look at what happened in the financial markets elsewhere in the world. Stocks in Asia ended muted today ahead of the release of the US non-farm payrolls report, which may provide clues as on whether the Federal Reserve will cut interest rates at its July monetary policy meeting. So how did Asian markets end up performing over the course of the day? The Shanghai Composite was up 0.19% to close at 3,011.06 and the Shenzhen component added 0.8% to close at 9,443.22. Hong Kong's Hang Seng Index was in fact down 0.13%. Speaking of Hong Kong, we recently did an explainer on what the protests in Hong Kong are all about. So if you've been hearing this term, Hong Kong protests, for a long time, but don't really know what is happening there, please do listen to that podcast. What else happened in financial markets across the world? Let's take a quick look. That was Hong Kong, and Japan's Nikkei 225 added 0.2% to close at 21,746.38. The broader topics index of Japan rose 0.18% to end its trading day at 1,592.58. South Korea's Kospi finished its trading day fractionally higher at 2,110.59. That's it from Dalal Street for the day and indeed the week. A long evening walk this time because, well, significant days require longer evening walks. The budget and the repercussions will, of course, be heard throughout the day and will, of course, come back next week to discuss the long-term effects of what this budget means and whether or not our dreams of becoming a $3 trillion economy by the end of this financial year will be realized, etc., etc. One of the things we have constantly spoken about is the concept of smart cities. Ever since the Modi regime came into power, we keep hearing about it. But the question a lot of us probably are asking ourselves is, what exactly is a smart city and where are we in terms of the completion of these projects across the country? So that is the podcast you'll listen to first thing in the morning tomorrow. In the meanwhile, do write into us, mcpodcast@nw18.com, or leave us a comment on any of the platforms that you listen to us on. Until the next time you hear from me, this is me, Rakesh Sharma, on behalf of the Money Control Podcast Desk, saying thank you for joining us and do stay with us on moneycontrol.com to be a smart listener and an even smarter investor.
An evening walk down Dalal Street with Money Control.
The views and investment tips expressed by investment experts on moneycontrol.com are his or her own and not that of the website or its management. Moneycontrol.com advises users to check with certified experts before taking any investment decisions.
This has been a Money Control presentation.